I think it was about 1949 or 1950 that you met Billy Graham in Portland.
I did. I met him by accident. I checked in the hotel that night because I heard he was there, and I wanted to slip in the auditorium and hear him. And I went in to get a snack before I went to the meeting. And as I was leaving the cafe with my wife, he and his wife were sitting over there eating. And he hollered at me. And I stopped, and he said, "Oral, I've been hoping to meet you, and you attend my meetings." I said, "I'm here for one night to meet you and to hear you preach and to feel the power of God." And he said, "Go with me in my cab." He took me there, and he said, "You're to pray tonight. You're to lead the service in prayer." And I said, "Billy, that might not be the thing to do because I'm very controversial in my healing ministry." And he said, "You're not controversial in my services." I said, "Well, I think you'll find I am." So I prayed that night. He preached a fine sermon. And afterward, Eva and I were hunting for a cab to go back to the hotel when a man and wife came to the edge of the crowd and said, "We've been praying for God to send you where we were because my wife has cancer." And I said, "Well, I cannot pray in another man's meeting for the healing of a person." And I really felt that. And they said, "Well, you'll meet this at the judgment if you turn us down because we've come a long distance. We didn't know you was going to be here, but you were here for us." And I said, "Okay, step outside the tabernacle, out in the middle of the street, and I'll pray for your wife." And I prayed for her. And I didn't know it, but the pastor of the biggest church, the International Four Square Church, the biggest church in Portland, he was standing by observing all this. And he walked up to me and met me and said, "Oral Roberts, we've been praying, and the pastors and I have decided to invite you to bring your crusade to Portland." And I agreed, and I came the next year. And I went there for 10 or 12 years, every year in the fall of the year, and we had great crusades, up to 10,000 people a night.
And I think Billy said that he had come to a couple of your crusades in Florida.
Billy surprised me. He said, "When you were in Florida in 1949, my associate and I attended two or three nights in your big tent, and we sat in the back because we wanted to observe. And we were very, very touched and said, I want you to lead in prayer tonight." So he made a big, big step.
Was it true that two of his relatives had come to your healing service and had been prayed for?
Yes. There had been quite a few of the people related to him. And Billy was the most generous man in the ministry I've ever met. He accepted all men, even the Catholic priests. He accepted me as a brother, and after that, there are several times that I met with Billy, and we had good times in the Lord. Once I was in North Carolina, near his place, and he sent a man over to ask me to come for brunch at his house, and I turned him down because of the controversial part. I didn't want to infect him, and he said, "No, I want you," and he sent the man back. And Eva and I went to the house, and they had a nice brunch. And afterward, we talked about the Lord, about his crusades, which is what I was interested in. And he said, I guess I can say this. He said, "Well, I don't know whether I should say it or not, because it was too lavish." He fell in love with my ministry, and I told him I had fallen in love with his ministry first time I heard him, and I counted him the number one evangelist in the world. And he accepted that, and he wanted something of what I had. And I said, "Billy, you're just fine the way you are." We became very close friends. We met in his home. We met in other places. And wherever I came to his crusade, he had me to pray.
The two of you are about the same age. You were both born in the same year,
yes.
I believe.
Yes.
And so that was back in your early 30s when you two were meeting and talking. And he respected your ministry, but he just admitted that he did not have the gift of healing.
He said that's why he didn't pray for the sick. And he said, you have it and I don't. I said, well, God has given you a great soul-winning call. He said, that's right. And that's what I have to do.
Here we are in 2009, and this is August 11th. So many similarities to you. You both have lost your wives. Have you been in contact with him in the last months or the past year or anything?
It's been about a year. This smoker that I use.
Yes.
When I bought that, I bought one for Billy because I heard he had a sort of a homemade one, and I sent it to him. And he wrote me back and thanked me and said, Oral, you've sent me the Cadillac. And I love it. And so we both use the same walker. We've had some good times together.